Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to talk Sabres hockey. Big changes at KeyBank Center. Let's hear all about it. Coach Lindy Ruff is being brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. By Catholic Health. And by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. Now, with head coach Lindy Ruff, here's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Get to the Sabres head coach in a moment. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Sabres and Avalanche tonight. Let's hope it's as exciting as Jameis Winston throwing a football, you know?
It's hard to top that, though.
First player in NFL history with 450 passing yards and two pick sixes in one game. Against the Denver defense, by the way, that does not often give up huge chunks of yards.
No. Did you see who was getting picked on all night by Winston? Levi Wallace.
Yeah.
Levi Wallace was out there covering Jerry Jeudy yesterday, and they just couldn't do it. He was getting beat all night. Which I did have the thought. I saw Dane Jackson getting roasted a lot in the Carolina game on Sunday. Those two, though, are probably different than who the Bills have right now, but very much like it's testament to the McDermott system, right? Defensive back, where they just throw anybody in there. And has any of them gone on to have success anywhere else? Wallace has bounced around the league. He went to Pittsburgh on like a decent contract. That did not work. Jackson, I guess, is like kind of up and down in Carolina. Who was before that? Like no one that's ever gone on to do anything else anywhere else.
I'm trying to think like who the names are here.
He really might have been Wallace longer than we think. So maybe there aren't that many names.
Right.
He was a starter for like three seasons on this team.
He was replaced for Kyer Elam.
And then, Christian Benford.
And then ultimately Christian Benford, yeah.
Yep.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-552-550. We'll chat Bills with you. We're also going to check in with Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, who joins us on the Western Hotline as we prepare for Sabres and Avalanche tonight. Lindy, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Jeremy and Joe, how are you guys? I'm well this morning.
We're good. Did you get a lot of snow? I mean, you know how it works around here. Some places get 2 feet.
Did not get really any. Maybe a half inch, quarter inch.
All right. Nothing like they had at the stadium.
Yeah. No, I wasn't blessed with the stadium snow, but what a night that was.
I know. Could you see the lateral coming?
I did not see it coming, but what an incredible... I actually liked the double snow angel, the coach and Josh. I thought that was spectacular.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lindy, you've got Colorado tonight, the Avalanche coming in, and looking to kind of, I don't know, get things back on track. You had a good trip out west, and then a couple of stumbles along the way. What in the last couple games, whether it's the Islanders game or if it's the game you battled back in at home the two nights before, like, what are you seeing right now, the state of the team, state of your team's game?
Well, really, the whole focus for us is creating more offense. And when we do create the opportunities, finishing has been the focus. Focus at yesterday's practice, coaches' meetings for a couple days, that we've lost too many games just due to the fact we haven't finished. So I think if you look at where our offense is at, most of it has been driven a lot by our defensemen. And I think there are some things we can do better, and moving the puck quicker inside the offensive zone, getting it into the middle of the ice to tighten up the other team, you know, to use the outside of the rink once we get to the middle. So we've looked at a lot of different schemes and really trying to get to where we can quicken it up. And if you go to the Vancouver game, if you go to the Minnesota game, where we probably played as well as we could defensively, offensively we just didn't finish, and we had the puck on the stick of some of our best players. So I think it's kind of been a common theme throughout the year that when we've had opportunities to put teams away, we haven't got that the goal that could really stress them out or give us a couple goal lead.
Yeah, two shutouts in the last three games, and the Minnesota shutout was the first one of the season where you guys were kept off the scoreboard. Do you feel like, you know, as you're talking about offensive skill drills and small spaces, is this it's not quite pucks to the net? It's smarter plays. Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, are you happy with where the shots are coming from?
No, you know, I think there are some. I think when you look at the high quality. When you get the puck moving east to west, when a goalie squared up to you and you're in, let's say you're just in the dot lane, it's finding that next play if you have somebody there. I think there's situations where I think when you have players that have struggled to score, and I think your vision gets a little bit tunnel and you're thinking, I got to get this on goal, when the next play, you know, can be off the backside of the goaltender. You know, I think our approach when we went into, and what we talked a lot about when we went into the Ranger game in New York, was get off the backside of this goaltender. You know, you might think you have a good shot, but we have to get off the backside. We have to have some shot tip type of opportunities. Once the goalie is square to you, the odds from shooting from a lesser angle, the odds go way down in scoring. And you know, I think we had a lot of good things happen for us that night, and I think we got to get to moving the puck quicker. We're hanging on, and this might be a half a second I'm talking about. We're hanging on a half a second too long. Coverage gets to us, and we don't make that next play. And most of the time, what I'm talking about is seeing that next play and working to be a dangerous threat off the backside of a goaltender.
When it comes, you mentioned how, you know, you're getting offense from your blue line, but maybe that's not, you know, a sustainable way to kind of live, having to have that happen. But like, in terms of especially the top three, Dahlin, Power, Byram, I guess, how big have they been? How much license do they have to kind of jump up in the play offensively and kind of help the forwards get some pucks in the back of the net?
No, those guys, you know, in our scheme have a green light to join and be that third or fourth person. I think we've seen how dangerous they are. And I think a lot of times teams, when they're looking for offense, a lot of times will look for their D to get more involved. I think we've got that piece of the puzzle where they have been involved. They've been able to join. You know, you can look at the tail end of the Vancouver game where Owen Power walked down the backside and rang it off the crossbar. And then we retrieved it on the other side of the ice. And Cousin came down, and we had good traffic off the backside of the goaltender, and he scores. So I think those are the situations that we have to create more of. And I think if we create more, we've already got our defense that have been able to add a lot to our offense. If our forwards start clicking on quicker plays, we'll be in a lot better place.
Is it tough to, when you're asking for more from the forwards themselves? Some of those guys are younger, right? Like in some of the more offensively gifted players, you know, Benson's only in year two, Kulik's still a rookie. There could be some others on that list as well. But how is it a tough balance when it feels like those are guys you might want more from, but maybe it's tough to expect that they're just going to show up and be consistent in that manner?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's, from my end, it's having the confidence to allow them and put them in that position to make that next play. And when that next play messes up, you have to realize that's what we're asking for. I think the alternative.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Alternative is we've had a few 3-on-2 rushes with, and I mentioned after the one game where Kulik, you know, shot it from around the top of the circle, where I think there was better options. And what we've talked about with the team is, you know, move it quick, hit the holes, and find that better option. And then when you're inside that key area, when you can get inside where the odds of the goal going in go way up, then the green light is to let it go.
What about on the power play, Lindy? It's kind of been a back-and-forth story where there was that drought at the beginning of the year, and then you guys were like top five for like a month, and now I think it's 13 in a row without scoring one. Are you seeing anything different there that's resulting in the puck not getting to the back of the net, or do you think it's close and the midpoint of the season on that front is maybe more reality, or do you think it's more a problem right now?
I think the problem is similar to our 5-on-5, where we haven't found that next play. There's been a couple of great opportunities that, you know, that we've missed through this little stretch where we've had that backside guy wide open and we didn't find the play, or a guy like Paterka just missed his shot. So those opportunities have been there. I think, you know, the reason I said early in the year that, you know, I was confident that we were going to get it going is we had quite a few good looks that we didn't convert on. The one thing they have to stay away from, and I think that, you know, a lot of power plays go through stretches where they can go 0-for-10, 0-for-15, whatever it is the frustration part. There are nights where it doesn't quite go right, or the other team does a heck of a job killing, and it's got to be a little bit simpler. I think if you look at the LA game in LA, where all it was a, you know, a shot through traffic where Zucker's in front of the net and he gets the tip and it's the power play goal you need. So you can find that next play, or a lot of times if you've got the guy there and you can sift it into the net front guy for the tip, it's the simplest way of scoring.
Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff for his weekly appearance with us. Lindy, when it comes to the standings, you know, the story went that you put up the standings in the locker room. And this season, it's kind of been, you know, couple ups, couple downs, couple ups, couple downs. And I wonder if the fact that so far to this point, when there have been a couple losses in a row, the group has been pretty good at following that up with a couple of wins. Is it a relatively even keel kind of feel right now, or the standings in there every day drive a point home? When we brought this up with Seth last week, he said, like, the guys know the standings and we know what the job is. So I wonder what the feel is in a season like this where it has been ups and downs.
Well, really is you're constantly trying to improve. And, you know, we've spent most of the morning here talking about the offensive side of it. Our defensive structure is in a good place. So if we make puck mistakes or, you know, errant plays, those are things that, you know, individuals on the ice said it happens to them. And those are ones you'd like individuals to clean up. The area that if you can, and I'll just reference the Minnesota and the Vancouver, where, you know, Minnesota, a real good team, real good road team. And defensively, we held them off the board, even a shot for 17, 18 minutes. And we had probably five or six, what you would call A opportunities that we need to finish on. That really is the focus. I didn't like the last 30 minutes of the Island game. I thought a lot of frustration came in our game. Then I thought we tried a lot of individual stuff, even on our breakouts, that we gave up chances because we didn't move the puck quick enough, which isn't our game. We've been one of the better teams at breaking the puck out of our zone, getting out of our zone in a hurry. It's been the strength. Now the whole focus has to be stay with that. Let's clean up our offensive zone. Let's get the puck moving quicker. Let's get players off the backside more. But stay with the process here, and it's really been the focus through the, you know, the first three games we lost, the next three we lost. But this seems different than the previous ones.
Getting some injury updates, by the way, Lindy, on, you know, some of the guys that have been out. Greenway, Samuelson, no timeline, but maybe they're getting closer?
Both guys will skate again today. I have no timeline, but when they're skating, they are getting closer. Greenway, we're just still evaluating whether the treatment he had is going to help him here long term. And Samuelson is just working his way back into it.
And then Lafferty also?
Lafferty, no update. I don't believe it's long term. You know, he might be a week or two.
We talked about this with Seth last week a little bit, and we already mentioned him. But Kulik in his position so far this year, we've seen him do a little bit of center and then more so wing. Do you have an opinion on? I mean, he's very early on here in his career, of kind of what you think he might be long term in the league and how you like him right now positionally, and maybe how different he looks given what position he plays on a given night.
Yeah, I've liked him. I mean, we've seen a lot of him at the wing. I've really liked him at center. I think he's shown a lot of composure for a young player, especially coming out of our zone. He's been able to use his legs. He's been able to use his smarts. You know, what he is as a player, I know what his strengths are. He's a good skater. He's got a great shot. I think sometimes a young player like that needs the confidence to hang on to it a little bit longer and see that next play and make the next play. I really think a lot of his game. I mean, now we're 20 games into it. I'd watched a lot of film on him from Rochester last year, but I really feel this young man has a big ability to be a really good player in this league.
Tonight's opponent, the Avalanche, it's kind of weird to look at where they are in the standings, Lindy, with their record, because you just turn a game on and they're playing, especially, I mean, they're top players mostly, right? Like McKinnon, McCarr are two of the most dynamic, you know, the most dynamic duo maybe you'll find in the league.
Yeah, and I think We obviously know that they're the guys that we can't give up the free opportunities to. They're going to create, I mean, they will create a couple opportunities on their own, but dynamic. But their team, I think when they look at their game, they're searching to keep the puck out of their own net. They can score a lot of times, a lot of different ways. So you can have McKinnon one-on-one. You can have Makar getting involved, you know, as a defenseman. And then they've got some bigger bodies with Rantanen and Nikushkin and guys like that down around the front of the net. So we know we have to stop their dynamic guys. We've got to limit their opportunities. At the same time, I believe we're going to create a number of opportunities that we have to take advantage of.